peace of God, gotquestions.org. Philippians chapter 4 verse 7 refers to the peace of God which transcends all understanding. Most of Paul's letters began with the words, "Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ." Peace is a state of tranquility or quietness of spirit that transcends circumstances. The term peace is described in Scripture as a gift from God and congruent with His character, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 23, Galatians chapter 6 verse 16, 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 2, Hebrews chapter 13 verse 20. If God is peace, then to know God is to bask in His peace. The closer we draw to Him, the more of His peace we can enjoy, James chapter 4 verse 8. God gives us clear instructions about how to draw near to Him. Psalm chapter 24 verses 3 to 4 says, "Who may ascend the mountain of the Lord? Who may stand in His holy place? The one who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not trust in an idol or swear by a false god." But Scripture is also clear that we cannot make ourselves clean enough or pure enough to earn the presence of the Lord, Romans chapter 3 verses 10, 23. So how do we draw near enough to experience His peace? Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid," John chapter 14 verse 27. We come into the presence of the Lord through His Son, John chapter 14 verse 6. When we allow Jesus' death and resurrection to purchase our forgiveness from God, we are counted as righteous, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 21. Our sins are forgiven because Jesus already paid the price for them. Only then can we have peace with God, Romans chapter 4 verse 5, 5-1, 1 John chapter 4 verse 10. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. The initial peace that comes from having our consciences wiped clean grows as we get to know God better, Hebrews chapter 10 verse 22. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 2 says, "May God give you more and more grace and peace as you grow in your knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord," NLT. When we grow in understanding of the depths and riches of God's love toward us, Ephesians chapter 3 verses 18-19, Romans chapter 8 verses 38-39, our minds and spirits begin to rest in His power and wisdom. We begin to understand that He really will make all things work together for our good, Romans chapter 8 verse 28. We learn that His purposes will be accomplished, Psalm chapter 33 verse 11, Proverbs chapter 19 verse 21, Isaiah chapter 45 verse 9, 46, 9-11. Certain attitudes can destroy the peace of God. When we equate trust with the assumption that God will give us whatever we want, we set ourselves up for disappointment. The Bible is filled with examples of the opposite happening to God's people, 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verses 7-9, Hebrews chapter 11 verse 13, Psalm chapter 10 verse 1. Trust means we have set our hearts to believe God, whatever may happen. When we insist on being in control, we sabotage God's desire to let us live in peace. When we choose worry rather than faith, we cannot live in peace. Jesus warned us often about fear and worry, Matthew chapter 6 verse 34, Luke chapter 12 verse 29, Philippians chapter 4 verse 6. Worry is the enemy of peace. God invites us to cast our cares upon Him and then let go of them, 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 7. Living in peace can be compared to the petals of a flower unfolding in the morning sunlight. The petals of peace in our lives unfold as we learn more about God. We discover that His character is always faithful. We experience His continual goodness. We read more of His promises, Psalm chapter 100 verse 5, 115-11, Isaiah chapter 26 verse 4. We learn to bask in His overwhelming love for us, Romans chapter 8 verses 38-39. We refuse to allow ever-changing circumstances to determine our level of contentment, relying instead upon the character of God that never changes, James chapter 1 verse 17, Malachi chapter 3 verse 6. When we develop a lifestyle of making the Lord our refuge, we begin to live in the peace of God, Psalm chapter 46 verse 1, 62-8. Psalm chapter 91 verse 1 holds the secret to living in the peace of God. "He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust." That secret place in our hearts is where we go to meet with God. When we choose to live there and hide away under His shadow, staying in constant communion with Him, we can remain peaceful, even when circumstances may not be. When we learn to cry out to Him in times of trouble, we find that His peace really does pass all human understanding, Philippians chapter 4 verse 7. Source of above content is Got Questions. Related, God's Word set to beautiful orchestra music will help bring peace to your home, deep and relaxing sleep, calm babies, and release from anxiety. The first in the Scripture Lullaby series, Hidden in My Heart, Volume 1, presents a moving musical experience that sounds more like a movie score than a nursery rhyme song. The peace of God reassures listeners that the peace of God will guard our hearts and our minds. Philippians chapter 4 verses 6 to 7.